Before we get to this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today. Those are our friends over at True Car, who have some useful tips that you might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and just a tiny bit of olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could also remove the excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage. And then you can also place your keychain remote right underneath your chin. Some people say you need to be holding it connected to your chin. Other people say just right under, but that will increase the range of your keychain remote. But here's another tip you might not know about. True Car can help you save with a used car too. What? Yes, that's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. With the certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. And you'll also be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories from the first week of July here of 2018.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, how's everybody doing today? Actual, factual news here to talk about all of these amazing news stories. Busy news week as per usual. And we'll talk with a man who is going to have a very busy week here as he is about to become a father of two. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
So far, so good. I had to move the angle of my camera because you could see that I didn't make my bed this morning.
Yes, but now you're like askew out of the frame. You're like over here, you're sliding out.
Which way should I go?
Who cares? This we can't way. See your bed. Yeah, nobody can see your
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, we can't see your bed.
Yeah.
We see a beautiful plant.
Center up. People get nervous when you're off too far, when you're leaning one way or the other.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I could see my bed in the background. I didn't want to. You never know what someone on Facebook is going to blow up over. You know,
that's true. Danny can attest to that.
So, yeah. Anyways, things are good. In almost exactly to the hour, in 2 days,
it's all
I will
final
be a father
hours,
of two.
The
final
of
48
one.
Hours of freedom. Danny, yes. Are you going to fly into town for one last adventure tomorrow while we skip 4th of July with our families to have an adventure before I become a father of two?
Where we die of dehydration just outside your neighborhood?
Yeah, as on our way out.
On our way out to the adventure, we die?
What's the temperature check, Tyson?
Dude, it's not bad.
Not bad. Man. It's probably worse.
I think yesterday it was like 103.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a dry heat, so you got to remember that's like 65 degrees.
Okay.
And then I think this weekend it's going to get up to 110. But we've got pools everywhere. You can't, like, if you closed your eyes and walked around, you'd fall into a swim pool. There's like more swim pool than just regular ground out here.
Super dangerous. Yeah.
And as ISIL on Periscope says, good morning, Rob Tyson and the other guy.
Yeah, other guy.
You're the other guy, Danny?
I don't mind being the other guy.
Not when it's us, but what if it was like Bumpkin Joe and some other guys that are even lesser known?
Do you prefer Bumpkin Joe or Mr. Skeeter?
I like Bumpkin Joe over Skeeter. I mean, it doesn't take much for me not to want Skeeter.
Yes.
So you want to be called Bumpkin Joe? Bumpkin Joe was the other guy you were going to be on the podcast with that was you were not then going to be the lesser known.
Mm. Bumpkin Joe. What about Bumpkin Dan?
Bumpkin Dan?
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but you're not really a bumpkin.
Yeah.
No, like that's true. But I'm not a Skeeter either. Do I have scabs on my face?
What about Handsome Dan?
Handsome Dan or Danny Monday?
I think it was Danny Sunday.
It was Danny Sunday.
Danny Sunday. I'll take that.
But Danny Monday sounds cool too.
Yeah. Handsome Dan is a tall order because I think that when we hear about like, oh, did you hear Handsome Dan on the podcast? And then I feel like then people are going to be expecting
that's true.
Like
that's
a runway
true.
Model.
Let's do Big D.
like your whole advantage was that you have the voice of a person who is severely overweight. And then people see like, oh my God, Danny is so much better looking than I thought.
That's right. Under promise, over deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be the other thing around. Okay.
How about lean vascular Dan? Or is that too long?
LVD.
Lean vascular D? Or that's too that's,
no, that's too
long?
No, that's too graphic.
Okay. Well, I tried. Should I introduce Danny?
Yes, please.
My half lifetime long friend, Danny Bryson. We've known each other for, Danny, can you believe that? About half of our lifetimes now.
I know. I always remind my wife that I know you more than I know her. Not in a biblical sense, but in a friendship sense.
Yeah. Maybe in a biblical sense.
Yeah.
I've caught you sleeping many a times.
You've watched me sleep. You know me.
Yeah. Ben King in our chat says that you can pull off the handsome Dan. He thinks you can be a handsome Dan.
What about lean vascular D? Can you pull that off?
Also, you're getting a lot of comments about dressing like a golf commentator. I feel like this is your new look, dude.
Should I? Rob it's has not a the turtleneck, plaid. By the way, guys.
It's a mock neck. It's a crew neck.
Mock neck.
A mock neck.
Yeah, yeah. Just to paint the picture that Danny is in front of a window, which appears to be in front of a wooded area with some nice freshly cut grass. He is wearing a all black long sleeve top and a baseball cap.
Mock neck. Yes. A mock turtleneck.
A lot of people are mentioning that he looks like he's about to be a sideline reporter for one of the PGA Tour events.
I would love that. It sounds like a great job.
So this is your new look, Danny. So do you have enough mock turtlenecks to fill the bill here?
I will go out and buy a bunch today.
Okay. So now we just have to figure out my look and we're set.
Tyson, let's go out to Danny Bryson, who's standing by on 7 to give us a report.
Danny, how are the conditions out there on the green today?
Well, Rob, Tyson, grass is green, short, and rather hard. No, not vascular by any means, but still pretty hard.
Yes.
Trees now, are swaying that, in the breeze. Things are looking
are the greens,
good.
Are the greens fast today? What can our players expect? I don't know enough about golf. Like even though
you golf all the time, yeah. How would you not know enough? But yes,
I've submersed myself in the sport for the last year, and I still don't know anything. I try to stay like an arm's length from it.
Yeah.
Like one dude lectured me about not being there the day before practicing, and I was like, "Yeah, because I have a life, dog." He's like, you got, if you want to get good at a sport, you got to be out here. I didn't see you yesterday when I was out here. Wow. And I was like, well, I didn't see you on Sunday when I was out here. And he just was like, well, touche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frappuccino on Twitch wants to know, did Danny ever find his GoPro?
No, this is what happened. I got up into the mountains and I realized how stupid and ridiculous I was being, thinking I could find that GoPro because the mountain is huge. And
just a boy in a dream.
The place I looked was covered in rocks, the size, shape, and color of GoPros. Like thousands and thousands of rocks, that size and shape. And I'm like, what am I doing up here? And then rocks started falling down. Like they were being hurled at me from the gods from on top of Olympus, just like tumbling, huge rocks coming
down. They were getting back at you for all your comments about bottled water?
Yeah, so I turned around and fled the mountain. Because it was getting dangerous. But no, I did not find it. So the mountain
serves you right.
Consumed my GoPro.
That was a little extreme, Tyson.
I mean, I wish you would have found it. You can
serves me right. I get that. Somebody was praying against me finding it because of some comments. But yeah, I didn't find it. So your wish came true. God does exist.
God, this is the proof that God exists.
Yeah, if you prayed that I wouldn't find it, you now have evidence.
You can borrow mine whenever you want. Mine's just, I use it as a dust collector now. So it keeps a little square inch on my desk clean.
Okay. All right, let's get into our top stories at this hour. And we got a lot of stories this morning about the wild and crazy bears. We don't do a lot of bear news, but the bears are taking over.
I know what's happening here. You want me to tell you what's happening here?
Yeah, what's going on, Tyson? Bearpocalypse?
I think the robots are somehow controlling the bears, whether it's through pheromones or something, and they're distracting our eyes. We're like, oh, the bears are what we need to worry about, not the robots. Meanwhile, who knows what the robots are up to right now? We could all three be getting probed right now, and we would be completely unawares because we're focused on the bears.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are talking about, first up, here is a bear, we have video footage of a bear that was in California that was found in a hot tub drinking a margarita.
What a chill ass motherfucking bear, bro.
Look at this.
Look, the bears want the good life. They've seen it.
A bear in a hot tub, and then he drinks a margarita.
Like a spoiled 16-year-old girl. I bet he drives a white Jeep Wrangler.
Here's the bear.
Maybe it was bear's quinceañera.
He's in the hot tub.
Imagine if you were a bear and you were like, I can do whatever I want, because who's going to be like, get out of my hot tub?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he drank a margarita that was nearby. Now, Danny, is this a good reason to remind people not to leave margaritas around?
I would not leave it, especially near the hot tub, mm-hmm. because I mean, you don't just have to worry about bears. You have to worry about all raccoons are notorious for their shenanigans.
Foraging. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also random people walking through your backyard. Also a danger.
Possums. What about possums?
Possums. You don't want to leave it out there by your jacuzzi. And plus, like I said, the bear's probably been spying on this backyard for weeks, months, years, and finally just had enough. Wanted to know what it was all about.
This bear, does it have a tracking collar on it? Is that what we're seeing in the picture here?
Yeah, it's been
so
tagged.
So the bear, so it has been tagged. So the officials are aware of this bear's actions. But I like this. I think the bear finally got the courage to do what it's always wanted to do, mm-hmm. living its best life.
Yes, you live your best life, bear.
Yeah,
you
go
drink
get it.
That margarita.
The question is, after a bear climbs into your hot tub, is the hot tub now destroyed?
I mean, yeah, you got to drain that thing.
You have to drain. No amount of chlorine will ever clear up whatever the bear does in there, whatever he does.
According to this news report, the bear was playing with the chlorinator and then threw the thermometer in the air. Tyson, what is the bear trying to do there?
I think just be playful. I was going to try and come up with something hilarious, and then I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So bears are, I think, naturally playful beings. So I think he was just playing around.
Yeah. After the bear went in the hot tub, drank the margarita, then he went to a nearby tree, Danny, to take a nap.
Somebody in the Twitch stream is calling bluff on the sipping the margarita.
He lapped it up. He knocked it over, but then he lapped it up.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Far Side cartoon with him in there sipping it with a monocle and a top hat.
I imagine him holding it like a martini and even shaking it a little bit. And you're like, stupid bear, it's not a martini.
By the way, the nap is a pretty natural reaction to a hot tub experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's they're just like people.
They're just like
basically
us.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're exactly the exactly same as the us. Same.
Right. Do people need to be putting some sort of a bear cage around their hot tub area?
To trap the bears in?
Either to trap them in or to keep them out, one or the other.
You don't want to trap them in because then you'll end up with a bear stew.
Yeah. Like some sort of like iron dome that you could put over your hot tub.
I think there's a saying that I may have just come up with. One happenstance does not an epidemic make.
That's yours.
I made that up. No, I think it's in the Bible, chapter 16, verse 12.
Yes.
Well, I think I just found my tramp stamp.
So, yeah, I think it's okay. Plus, seeing a bear in the wild, which this constitutes seeing a bear in the wild, because it is a wild bear, is quite the pleasure, right, Danny?
Yeah, it's a thrill. Yeah, I love seeing bears.
It's a thrill. You take the full advantage of seeing a bear and get pictures. So I think maybe what you need to do is get the hot tub and dump a bunch of sugar or something, some honey.
Yeah,
honey. Fill that hot tub with honey. Lure those bears in.
Okay. Well, speaking of luring the bears in, we have another bear on the opposite coast, over on the East Coast in North Carolina. A family caught a bear breaking into its garage and stealing a box of donuts. Look at this bear. He's opening a box of donuts.
Bears love donuts. Yeah, bears love donuts.
Dude. Yeah. This is in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Sounds like a made-up town. Hendersonville? Maybe if it was Henderson or Henderville, but not Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm. Danny, what do bears like more, margaritas or donuts?
I'm going to say donuts, because I've heard of the love for donuts before.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of the love of margaritas from bears. All I do know is that bears have an incredibly strong sense of smell. And so that bear
sweet tooth.
Yeah, they could smell those donuts in that garage, and they were going to do whatever was necessary.
Tyson, are people leaving these sweet treats out to attract these cute bears to make viral videos?
I have heard of people leaving donuts out to attract bears in the past. So that's for true. Like, you're laughing at me like I'm ridiculous, but yes,
Danny,
100% people have thrown donuts out in the wild to attract bears to that pile.
If you get your GoPro back, could you rig up some sort of a bear trap that gets triggered to record with the GoPro, like leave a pizza out by some outdoor sex couch and then trigger it to then...
Wait, but why are you luring a bear to a sex couch?
Well, that's what's going on? Why does the couch have to be part of it?
You need a snack, and then you need a nearby place for a nap.
You don't want to take a nap on a sex couch, Rob.
No, that's the last thing you want to do. No, the ground is cleaner than the couch.
Yeah, the ground is much cleaner than a sex couch is going to be, especially an outdoor sex couch.
Are there a lot of germaphobe bears, Tyson?
Well, I don't know.
By the way, bears...
I mean, that thick fur, that fur... Bears are probably pretty stinky.
These are the cute stories about bears. Mm-hmm. Once you read the bad stories about bears, then I think you get a more balanced approach to bears. Like when you hear your skull crunching as they bite down on your head, that kind of story will make you be like, oh, maybe bears aren't so cute.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the show Grizzly Man. I haven't seen the end of it, but it's pretty cool.
Yes.
Until the end.
Wait, what?
Sorry. I do. Spoiler alert. The main character does die.
Is that a show or it's a movie?
Dude, it's a documentary. Have you not seen Grizzly Man?
No.
Oh, my God. He goes up to Alaska in the most bear populated area in the world and just lives with the bears outside of this tent. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we'll walk up to a wild bear and snuggle it and stuff. And all was well until it was not.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, right?
Yeah, that's how a lot of things go,
Yeah.
Gambling could be another thing that could be described that way.
Well, Tyson, speaking of gambling, one of the world's greatest prognosticators, unfortunately, sadly, is no longer with us at this hour. The story of Japan's psychic octopus, which correctly was predicting World Cup results, unfortunately has been slaughtered.
This story, when I read the headline, I was like, this is too sad to be News AF worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless it's a conspiracy and we have to talk about it because Deep State had the psychic octopus killed.
That's true. They did. Which, on a serious note, octopuses are definitely one of my favorite animals.
Octopi,
not octopuses.
I think that's right,
Either way.
I'm going to say it sounds more correct.
Yeah.
Because you just like saying the word octopus.
No. Because they're incredible animals. They're ridiculous to see in the wild. They move so weird.
Potentially alien life forms.
Potentially. Yeah, that's right. Which would explain the psychic abilities.
Yeah. So it predicted the entire first round of the World Cup for the Japanese soccer team.
How did they kill it before the end of the World Cup?
Yeah.
Well, the World Cup's not over yet.
Right. So, I mean, this is like the Golden Goose.
But they predicted Japan's loss, and that was enough for them to get angry with it.
Right. Now, the octopus was itself killed and did not fall on its own sword after Japan lost in the World Cup.
They grilled it up and ate it.
Yes. Did they blame the octopus for the loss?
I don't know that much about it. I feel like they did some gimmick with it and then, get this, treated all of its predictions probably as just coincidence, which then gave them reason enough to eat it. They were like, all that stuff was probably coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They really shot themselves in the foot.
No, the problem is
you should have heard this octopus's predictions about Bitcoin.
Yeah. What did you say?
Well, too bad. We killed it. We don't get to know.
Yeah.
Only.
So this octopus named Rabiot, I hope I'm pronouncing that.
Whoa, they gave it a name and then slaughtered it?
Yeah. Skillet, that's dark.
Yes. That it was caught off the coast of Obira, and it was owned by a fisherman named Kimio Abe. And while he really loved the Rabiot, the octopus, he was forced to sell him to keep the business open, Tyson.
Mm. I mean, that's kind of a storyline in a lot of movies where they got to sell the thing they love most to keep their lives going. It's really heartbreaking that it comes to that, but I mean, sometimes you got to do what's best for your family. I don't blame this guy for selling the octopus, but I do blame the people. The people who own them are probably like the guys in the 80s movies that buy the hometown ski resort and are going to make it corporate. And then the locals are like, no, you won't make this corporate. We're going to have a ski race to determine who gets to own the ski resort. You know how
and
it goes.
And then the octopus ends up dead. That's
and
always
then the octopus ends up dead. Very end.
Danny, was it better that the psychic octopus was killed rather than falling into the wrong hands?
Well, like many prophets, this octopus met a familiar end with murder. Because people get freaked out when these harbingers of doom, you know, come around prophesying the destruction of soccer teams or countries, and people just rise up and kill them. It's a natural reaction to the prophet.
Yes. Tyson, is psychic octopus more delicious than regular octopus?
I mean, probably from a power standpoint, yes, but I bet taste-wise, it's almost equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Abe hopes that Rabiot's successor will accurately tip the results of all games and Japan will win the World Cup. Boy, talk about looking a gift octopus in the mouth.
Yeah.
He has an octopus that can correctly predict World Cup results. And, I hope my next octopus will actually make Japan win World Cup games.
What's the incentive for an octopus to work with Japan now?
Or Mr. Abe.
They've destroyed their octopus country connection. No octopus is going to want to be a psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Japan now. They've ruined it.
Now is the time for the United States to...
Yeah, where's our octopus?
We got to get our octopus
sanctuary right here.
Hey, we're no Japan. We won't eat you. A lot of people in this country don't even like eating octopus.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see the other news story this week about the Japanese World Cup team, about how they handled their business after their very tragic loss to Belgium in the World Cup? I don't know if either of you guys follow the World Cup. God knows I certainly do not.
I saw that Japan was leading Belgium.
I watched the Japanese fans clear up.
Yes, not just the fans, but the team cleaned up their locker room.
The bleachers.
And it was, they left it in spectacular shape. Instead of trashing the place, they said, we have to clean up. Now, is that part of the defeat of losing, Danny, that you then have to clean the other team's locker room?
Wow.
Well, I think the Japanese have a lot to teach us when it comes to cleaning up and respecting other people's properties, but not when it comes to the lives of psychic octopuses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we can take some and we can leave some.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's complete opposite of what most people do after a loss, which is a devil may care attitude.
Yes.
Towards
yeah.
other people.
We're pissed. Yeah. No, the
crap everywhere.
Japanese World Cup team, even though, you know, there were heartless Japanese people that ate the psychic octopus, the World Cup team itself was very respectful and cleaned the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is unusual in this day and age.
Yeah, okay.
And now, because of the two stories, my attitude towards Japan has remained perfectly neutral from what it was previous to this day.
Let's talk about Tyson's favorite story of the week. And let's talk about the harrowing story of one couple as they got arrested in a convenience store, which
this video is crazy, dude.
It's not crazy till the end.
Has a surveillance film of the entire encounter that is only missing the Benny Hill theme music.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy throughout, Danny. Can you imagine running around from the cops with no exit in a convenience store and not having the cops tase you or shoot you?
How about this?
So he does get tased.
I don't think that
at the very end after he finally physically attacks a dude.
Here's what we need to do. Yeah. We need to do, Tyson, can you give the play-by-play if I play the video? Because it's not going to translate just telling what happened.
Yeah, let me set it up, and then I'll tell you to push play.
Okay, and then you give us the whole play-by-play of the video.
Yeah, so there's a girl and a boy, the early 20s maybe, in the convenience store, and they are, what's the story? They're robbing the store?
No, they're using credit cards that are stolen.
Oh, they're using stolen credit cards to buy stuff. And the cops get called, and this is where the video comes in as the cops enter the door to stop the kids. And you can
Takes place in Canada, which explains why they're not shot immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
And they go in, okay? And so the cops come in.
They're at the top of the top of the screen.
They're at the top of the screen. The cops come in.
Tussle.
There's a tussle right there. Oh, and then the dude pushes the girl onto the cop.
Yeah, that's a great move, by the way.
Disheveled. This is where, if you were in the U.S., you would already be tased or shot or something. But no, the cops are still like, we're just going to keep fighting these people. So they're still tussling. Trying to figure it out. The kid got away. He's shirtless. He runs to the back in the storage. There's cameras everywhere. He's looking for an exit.
There's so many camera angles at this place.
He can't get out. The door's locked to the back. So he's like trying to get out. Can't. So he runs back into the convenience store. Takes a circle around. He grabs some like gummy bears or something off the shelf.
Sunflower seeds.
He goes to throw them at the cop's face and then decides against it. And the cop, I think, has a taser out at this point, a taser gun. The kid gets on the ground for a second, but as the cop gets closer to him,
psych.
The dude starts fighting again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl, I think, starts coming towards the cop that's got a gun aimed at him. So now he's dealing with a person behind him and a person in front of him. Oh, the dude gets tased right there. Falls flat on the ground. Awesome. This is where I was like, finally. Why didn't the cop just do that in the first place?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
This is where it gets really good. So she goes back to the back storage room where the boy already tried to escape. Meanwhile, they're detaining the kid on the ground, but he's still fighting. Oh, he's up. He's fighting. He's running again.
He's on the move.
He tried to exit. He almost got out the front door, but they just got him in time. So they tackled him. He's down for good now.
But they forgot all about the girl.
Why is this dude not filled with bullet holes or taser? The girl's, she's in the back room. I don't know why she went straight to this area, but she finds an area up on a shelf.
What is she going into the in air conditioning vent here?
It looks like she's going up into the utility area.
Yeah.
So she goes into the crawl space.
Okay. Well, she got away.
So she climbs in. She got away, we think. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they're still wrestling this dude at the front.
Yeah.
They're wrestling him. The person at the counter is just like watching the show. Oh, the girl falls through the ceiling in the middle of the convenience store.
She's okay.
Lands on a shelf and then stands up and then puts her hands up and lays down.
Up.
She's like, I'm done. She's probably has the wind knocked out of her and can't breathe at all.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need help now. That was crazy, dude. That was crazy.
Okay.
Okay. My favorite part, by the way, of that whole thing It's when he uses his girlfriend as a human shield.
Human meat shield at the beginning.
Early like on. A battering. She uses it as a battering ram against the cops in order to break an opening so he can flee through the door.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. What a gentleman.
This is like, okay, we hear all these stories of cops reacting, overreacting too quickly to a situation. And these cops underreacted the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, if you were a cop in that situation, at what point would you have pistol whipped one of those mofos in the face?
Well, they're unarmed. That's
yeah, but they are attacking you physically.
That's annoying.
They
came at the cops multiple times.
Do they ever like throw a punch or anything like that?
They try
to get away.
They were trying to wrestle. No, but they went straight at the cops multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't always trying to get away from the cops. They went towards them multiple times as their escape tactics.
Now, but let me just ask this question that I was left with after I watched this video. Could this possibly be fake? Because
I don't think
the camera work here
so
is
perfect.
Incredible. Big Brother doesn't have this kind of coverage in terms of having every camera in
But Big Brother's a terrible show. I mean, if we're getting down to the nitty and gritty.
Yes.
The Canadian Big Brother, fantastic. Arlie, don't get me wrong. But the American version, real poor.
So I think that this is totally plausible.
You think it's fake?
No, I don't think it's fake. I was in a gas station just the other day, and I'm not kidding you. They had 5 cameras just above the register and by the front door alone.
Because
they watched their employees as much as they watch the people.
Well, and when you think about it, convenience stores are maybe one of the... I think when I'm doing my math, I think a convenience store, anything can happen there because everybody has to go to a convenience store. It draws everybody from all walks of life there. Whereas you're like, if you're going to like a specialty shop, then you know what to expect. But at a convenience store, it's a smorgasbord of randos.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tyson, should we look for more convenience store follies now that this one really took
yeah
off?
You think that there should have been some music
what's
up should we remake this and put a bunch of funny sounds to it, like fart
noises? I'm sure America's funny home videos have already done it.
Re-editing this existing footage, or are we making like the big budget version of this where it's like The Rock is the police officer and then like Jackie Chan is trying to potentially get away
by parkouring his way? I think we just keep this same footage because it's I think it's more hilarious with the original footage and then like fart noises every time the girl falls through the ceiling.
And then canned laughter, a laugh track.
Laugh tracks do make things more hilarious.
So much better.
Gorfimus on Twitch wants to know, should Logan Paul be one of the criminals?
No, I think we don't want to give him work. I mean, if he were actually one of the criminals in this, I would be elated. If I got to see Logan Paul get tased multiple times by Canadian Mounties.
Canadian convenience store.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay. How about this story about a...
Logan Paul, we know your hair's a comb over, bro.
Another criminal who's on the lam. We have a woman who stole a bulldozer to climb her window and get her clothes. She needed to get her clothes because she was topless, and her neighbors were all very upset to find out this story.
When I first saw this and read through it, I was like, I had one burning question. If I were on the run and you were like, there's a bulldozer, I'd be like, I have no clue how to drive that thing. Is there something else?
Yep.
But then it happened in Montana. I was like, oh, I bet 90% of their population knows how to drive bulldozers.
Yes.
Yeah. Part of your high school education is heavy machinery operations.
Because I really was like, if you put me in the cockpit, I think that's what they're called, in the cockpit of a bulldozer, would I know how to do anything? And the answer is absolutely not. Not one single thing. I would try to drive it like my car, and it probably wouldn't work. and then I'd try to go into a convenience store and rob it.
Yeah. So this woman, Heather, she had a problem. She was locked out of her apartment, apparently, and she had no shirt on. And she needed to get back into her place of where she lived to get clothes. And so obviously the only way to do this was to steal a bulldozer and drive it close enough up to her window where she would be able to then get in and get her clothes. Yeah. But she did a lot of damage.
She misfired and drove it into the building instead of...
Yeah.
I think it says that she had just attempted to board a Spirit Airline flight by running onto the tarmac, clothes in hand, right? But then it didn't work out, so she had to go back to her apartment.
What happened to her clothes?
Yeah. You're saying that this is just the aftermath of last week's story?
we don't know.
Or a copycat.
Now, she has a lot of drug charges that are up against her.
And well, her social score's gone way down, and it sounds like she'll be greyhounding for the rest of her life.
She's had numerous run-ins with the law, according to this report, for past possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. And I always say that when we have this criminal mischief combined with nudity, that does tend to point me in the direction of bath salts, flocka, hornets,
wasp spray,
the big three. Yeah, the big three. Is that do we call that the big three or the holy trinity?
The big three, I think.
Okay.
The big three.
The holy trinity is if you take all three at once.
Okay. That's actually a drug, a mixture. You can get a bag of the holy trinity on the street.
Yep.
Tyson, does her motive here that she is a woman without a top on and she needs to get back into her apartment to get clothes, does that buy her anything?
I don't think so. I mean, if she's at an apartment building, I'm assuming there's a landlord somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
But it was 3 a.m.
That's a problem.
Maybe she didn't
No?
I think you figure out a way to, like, cover yourself and get a top at Walmart or ask a neighbor to, like, if there's somebody knocking on my door that was topless, I first of all would not answer it at all. But if they were like, I need a shirt, I'd still pretend like I wasn't home. But if they tried to break in or something, I'd be like, okay, here's a shirt, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I would not be afraid to give up any of my shirts.
Yes.
Now, except for my Tommy Bahamas.
One minor thing that I misreported, and I don't want to be accused of being fake news here. So she drove the bulldozer 5 miles and crashed it into a building to get clothes, but it was not her house that she went into.
It was the wrong building.
Yes.
That's an important detail. And five miles on heavy machinery, that's like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah. That's a 7 hour,
7 hour drive.
Trip, dude.
$500 in gas.
It was not her house.
Yeah. So she actually wasted more gas than the damage she caused by toppling over an entire building. Mm-hmm.
Right. Police also found methamphetamine on her person, Tyson.
Oh, surprise,
I bet it was just happenstance that was there.
I think she was holding it for a friend.
Or somebody's probably framing her. Did she do any good work with the heavy machinery in that 5 miles? Like, she didn't resurface any potholes or anything like that?
No, she didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, she's the exact opposite of the Japanese soccer team. Who always leaves things better than they found them.
Yep. Nope. That she has no place on the Japanese soccer team. And I hope that she does not even get to eat any delicious octopus where she's going.
Too bad she couldn't consult the octopus before her crime spree.
Yes, what the octopus could have predicted this all was going to happen.
Yeah, but would it have changed her course of actions?
No, but we could have arrested her.
Yeah, she's like, octopus, will I get my top if I take a bulldozer?
We could have had the Canadian Mounties standing at the bulldozer waiting for her.
Yeah.
With a video, with a bunch of GoPros already set up. so we could hilarity would ensue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about one other story here. This is, I guess, a happier story than it was initially thought to be, where there was a...
relative to itself. Yeah, it is definitely a happier story. I thought you were saying a happier story in general, and I was like, yeah. Okay. Go on, Rob.
A woman in South Africa was found to be very much alive in the morgue refrigerator.
Man.
Hmm. That's a happy story.
She pulled a Jesus Christ on us, huh?
Yeah.
Or a Lazarus.
They thought she was dead, and they put her in the fridge, and lo and behold, she woke up.
Now, this, when I read this story, this is what went through my mind. Imagine if you died or someone you knew died and you got the news that they had died. And then like 6 hours later, they're like, yeah, we found them in the fridge. They're alive. But in this.
But you're already wearing all their clothes and driving their car.
Yeah, you're already driving their car and have cashed in that fat life insurance. It's crazy. What a roller coaster of emotions for the survivors of this person who is now also surviving.
Right.
Now the only people who can relate to this are the people who were friends with that reporter that faked his death. They should form a support group for people who have survived fake death experiences.
Yeah. The morgue is saying, hey, don't blame us. We get these bodies from the paramedics. They tell us who's dead. We don't make the call here. We're assuming
with that.
You bring somebody to us, they are dead. It's not our job to tell you if this person is alive or not.
I don't disagree at all.
Sounds like point. They could use the psychic octopus as well. Is this person dead? It squirts a little ink. Yes, they're dead.
Okay.
So,
and what if they're not dead? Then there's no ink.
There's no ink.
A lot of
everyone could have used this psychic octopus. This is the annoying thing about its death, is that all these stories would have been better, happier stories with the psychic octopus alive.
If we could have mated this psychic octopus with other octopuses so that eventually everyone in the world has their own psychic octopus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That you wear on your head.
And it like just a hat. Is like attached to your spinal column.
And eventually we fuse into the octopus and become aliens ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, when you are yourself, you don't refer to yourself as an alien.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Aliens don't refer to themselves as aliens. They refer
We're aliens.
Yeah.
Plus, humans could have the word pussy or octopus, human puss.
Yeah.
Puss human. No, I'm talking about the cross.
What would they call us, a hybrid of humans and octopus? Octo humans, but that doesn't sound as cool.
That sounds way cool. Octo human.
So you think in the future there's going to be octo humans and regular humans?
Yeah, the octo humans will have octopus heads, but human bodies.
And you think the extreme wealthy are going to be the first octo humans?
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at your dad becoming an octo human, and you're seething with jealousy.
Oh, that would be scary. That would be scary.
Does this story terrify you that you might not be actually dead and be placed into the morgue, Tyson?
What did you say?
Are you scared that you
might
be pronounced dead but not dead and put in the
morgue?
From
the sounds of this story, this person was pretty close to death, and I'm pretty certain they're still in the ICU, pretty much dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got ejected from a car in a high speed crash, and everyone else in the crash is no longer with us. So this, I think they could have, they said that they did all the proper checks for vitals and found nothing. So the vitals of this person could have entirely been shut off for a certain amount of time before magically reawakening. Like that's not unbelievable to have happened. So I don't blame, I don't know. It's hard to blame anybody without.
Does the person want to be alive? Because some old people, I don't know if they're old or not, they would rather be dead. So they may have woken up in the fridge and thought, ah, shit.
still alive.
Well, the thing is this person had so much trauma to their head, they couldn't even distinguish.
Wow. Okay.
Anything
trauma
about
to the head.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had she just survived a bear attack after covering herself in donuts?
No, it was a car accident.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's pretty
ejected
bad.
From a high speed crash.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But she was.
Do we have a happier story or like a, God, I hope this woman survives. I hope that she.
This is a happy story, Tyson. She's
alive.
I hope
she makes 100% recovery.
Yeah. So
I
then
know.
She's going to live
the
a happy life.
The severe head trauma is really getting me down, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So no stories with severe head trauma.
Yeah. How about this story? Suburban mom blames boredom for crime spree. Is that a good excuse?
I think it is a good excuse, but I don't think it's going to get you off the hook for anything.
What did you want from me? I was bored. Okay.
Did she give any detailed, like, specifics? Well, what did she steal, too? Did she steal, like, a Nintendo Switch? Because that'll cure the boredom.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is from the New York Post, which is reporting that this woman, Melissa Bergman, she was a stay-at-home mom. She lives in a $475,000 home, and she committed a series of thefts in July of last year because...
Why does the price of her home matter?
Well, it's just trying to, she didn't need the money. She just felt like that she had nothing to look forward to.
A $500,000 house in New York, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not in New York. The New York Times.
She's in Ohio.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's like a quadruple mansion.
Yeah. She was just looking for some excitement.
I get that. I don't
stealing?
Think it justifies, but I could see her being bored in Ohio in her $500,000 home. You can only drink so many boxes
can justify,
of wine.
Danny can justify his crimes, no problem, but he doesn't have the heart to justify this woman's crimes.
Yeah. It seemed like it started that she found a delivery mistakenly mailed to her home. And then she noticed that there were other deliveries that were left on the doorstep. And she's like, oh, it looks like he doesn't want these. So she just started taking them.
Wait,
that's a crime?
Someone
that's a boredom
else's
crime?
Doorstep?
Yeah,
on someone else's doorstep?
Else had some deliveries and she just started stealing them because she was bored.
Oh, God, then, this is, those people, and then she this started, is a great
I can't
temptation.
That.
And then she started going to other people's homes and then taking their packages also.
Okay, know, that's annoying. That's, like, I can't.
Yeah, but it's ingrained in our DNA to open gift packages. Like, have you ever watched a kid at someone else's birthday party? Oh, they want to open those presents so bad. One of Rachel's nieces will rip a corner off of every single gift under the Christmas tree at every single house she sees with the
Christmas
tree.
Is she bored?
No, probably, but she just wants to see what's in that package so bad. Yeah.
It's like a slot machine for this lady. It's like her version of the Chameleon Million or whatever it was that Tyson loved to play. She goes from house to house.
But she's going
to
win every time because everything is something.
No.
She's not losing.
Yeah, everything is.
She's not losing.
Everything's something, but there's a lot of people order really mundane things. Could be extra.
Yeah, but even
paper.
Like a box of toilet paper is cooler than nothing at all. Like if you were
being a housewife in a $500,000 home.
Let's say, Danny, that you were out on your jog and you just came into the parking lot and somebody was like, hey, do you want a truckload of free toilet paper or do you want nothing? You would take the toilet paper.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be excited. What I'm saying is if you're going to commit a crime, right, you don't steal the mundane everyday things. You go out to steal the cool...
No, you need the action.
Lamborghinis?
The action is part of it, but I feel like also getting something awesome is the reward. So really, if she's going door to door, she's not hoping that she's opening toilet paper. She's hoping that she's opening pleasure toys laptop. Or laptops. those types of items, not toilet paper. Some boring company.
Her fantasy is to like end up being on the Tom Hanks Castaway Island with like all the FedEx boxes that she could just open up and like more and more just keep watching.
I tell you all the time, dude, during the apocalypse, if the apocalypse happens, I'm going to every single UPS truck I find and opening all the boxes.
Don't open that well because it's toilet paper. Well, I guess you need it.
Well, you'll need that. It'll be practical at that point.
Yeah, maybe you will. Maybe you won't need it.
Yeah.
So is this woman going to prison? What is happening with her?
I just clicked on this article that it says that she is going to serve 30 days in jail. That's like a slap on the wrist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that'll be good for her. That's perfect for her, because then she's like, after 30 days in jail, she'll go back to her regular, like, oh, I was. It's like going to play Survivor, Tyson. She'll come home, and for at least a week, she'll be like, I didn't know how good I had it.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for everything. I'm never going to open anybody else's packages on their doorstep again. For about a week.
Good week. And then the boredom will creep back into her life.
Like I always say, the upper 70% always get off super easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's start to head towards Daniel's bolt hole today, and we'll get into
all
that.
My sword, boys.
But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode.
Wait, I thought you were going to check back in with the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, just check back in with the golf tournament.
Danny, Rob and I have been talking. Yeah. Do you think...
you guys are terrible Tiger golf, Woods tournament announcers.
So we've been watching Tiger Woods recently, and he's gotten his swing back. Do you think that he has it in him to win today?
How's Tiger?
And if so,
Danny,
will he get close to the course record?
Tyson and Rob, I'd like to report that I'm fairly bored watching this golf game. And I've been opening other people's purses and rummaging through the contents of those purses.
Don't do that.
In order to keep myself entertained, because golf is a very extremely slow game. Back to you guys in the headquarters, whatever.
All right. Thanks. That's Danny Bryson out there on 9. Best
as we go down to the middle of the fairway, we get to see Tiger Woods walking from his tee shot up to his second shot of the day. He should be hitting that ball within the next 35 minutes. Let's watch him still making his way down the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
He's with his caddy, who is his ex-wife. Oh, that would be great.
Awkward.
Yeah, and
that wouldn't work out very well.
Okay, let's get into it. And yeah, we are bad golf announcers, because even though try to play the game, I've only watched a handful of golf.
Okay. All right.
I'll watch it and do something better next week.
Is the bolt hole, is that officially the 19th hole, Danny?
Oh, yes. Or it's the hole zero.
where it all started.
Yeah. Where it all begins. The place you go before you play the other holes.
Okay. We'll get back to Danny on the zero. Hole. But first, let me just mention LaCroix Sparkling Water, our sponsor here today. It's so refreshing. It is a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water. It's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle with zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. It's 100% innocent, all natural, environmentally friendly, and with flavored fruit essences. 14 LaCroix flavors in all. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit are the new ones. Peach, pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, crayon, raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. They round out the LaCroix lineup. They've also got 6 karate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, apple, berry, cherry, lime, kiwi, watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, and cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix Karate has a bolder flavor. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water is gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. Are you kidding? No, I am not. LaCroix Sparkling Water are available nationwide. And for more information on the LaCroix community, check them out on social at LaCroix Water or on the web, LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, go to LaCroixWater.com. Okay.
Hmm.
All right.
So you say apricot, not apricot?
No, I never say apricot. Am I, Danny, say apricot?
Now I don't know what I say. You guys are confusing me.
I say apricot.
Apricot.
Yes. Yes. Is there a chance that cases of LaCroix water are stolen by bored housewives, Tyson?
I'd say a 90 to 100% chance.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yep, for sure.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Danny on the zeroth hole, the bolt hole.
Join me now.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that never gets old. And for those listeners who are new, that is me singing the Bolt Hole song that I made for Danny as a surprise. I'm a fantastic rocker.
What a gift. Thank you, Tyson.
Amazing.
Always,
you're welcome.
Always a pleasant to hear that. Guys, yes. I haven't had a lot of internet out here in the wilds, but really I did manage to find one story. I'm on the edge of the internet. Like, it's just barely getting here. 2018, internet's just barely arrived here.
So hole zero. So you're over there at hole zero.
Hole zero. There, the story I did manage to find is a story of neighbors bickering, which we can all understand. Remember that lady that used to mow her lawn at 10:30 at night?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor?
Yeah, and enrage and engorge you.
Yeah, and we tried to come up with ways to solve that problem. One was to, like, throw stuff onto her lawn. That was my suggestion. Tyson was saying I should be more diplomatic and just go over and offer to mow her lawn. So there's lots of ways to handle neighbor issues. Yeah, there's lots of ways to handle neighbor issues. And one man found a very creative way to get back at his neighbor after getting into an argument with him. And he found a rattlesnake. He bit the tail off of the rattlesnake, then threw the business end of the rattlesnake into the man's RV.
Now, let me just get this straight. So he bit the end of the rattlesnake off so he would not hear the rattling. That seems very
silent, but
a silencer. Yeah.
Silent, but deadly.
So he bit it off with his own mouth?
With his own teeth, like a grenade pin.
I've never
pulled
that
out and chucked
in
the snake.
How did he get his hands on the rattlesnake in the first place?
He's
a snake handler?
He handles a lot of his own snakes.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of guy who's willing to do that, that's just
dangerous.
What
did the neighbor do? What did the neighbor do to make him mad?
Oh, they don't even care, because the story about the rattlesnake eclipses everything else. The minute you find a guy
who's like, this sounds like two Paul Bunyans just having a laugh at each other. Like, to them, it's no big deal. They're like, rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Two larger than life characters.
What the rattlesnake E did.
Yeah. This is crazy. This is biological warfare, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is biological warfare. Exactly. I mean, there's lots of ways to get back at your neighbor. I just feel like this is probably one of the most extreme ways you could possibly do that.
Call Moby.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that. Also, did the rattlesnake get hurt? Because then I feel like that's also a crime
I think the tail grows back, right?
I think you're thinking
because every year the tail grows, Tyson. He gets a new rattle. So
Another layer of rattle. So maybe he'll get one layer of rattle. He's not going to get his 10 rattles back for his 10 years.
Yeah, so he'll actually appear much younger to the snake ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And
one rattle.
Does it hurt though to rip those rattles off?
No, because we know that snakes don't have a soul. Because if you ever seen one, they look very soulless.
It's in the Bible.
I know you love animals. Yeah, that's biblical. So that's a fact, Tyson. That's in a giant book, which must make it true.
And every serpent is an appendage of Satan,
mm-hmm.
the Lord of the Morning.
Yeah,
just one appendage. Yeah. But I'm trying to find this story. I'm hoping the internet doesn't crash by me doing it.
So the arrest affidavit does not say what sparked the verbal altercation between the man who did
it. Oh, it was Ryan verbal.
Sauter, and his neighbor.
Well, it was
Keith
verbal.
Monroe. Yes. They are RV neighbors, I believe.
Oh.
RV neighbors. That's a whole different level of neighbor.
Yeah, now it's starting to make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're RV neighbors. So they were both out sending their wives out to rip open packages in the local suburbs to try and find a case of beer.
So you think they fought over a package on a doorstep?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
RV neighbors.
The article says...
I didn't even know that was a thing, dude.
Yeah,
RV neighbors?
What are you talking about? They're... Of course a thing. You've driven by trailer parks.
Thing, but I've never I've never even once thought RV neighbors. Like, that's to me, that's
because if you have an RV, you don't have to have any neighbors, Right? That's what you're thinking?
Maybe it's like, why did this guy park his RV next to mine? He could have put it anywhere. Get me the rattlesnake.
That actually is probably why the argument came up. Yeah. Why? You know, when you're sitting there, I don't know if you guys have ever gone camping or you've parked somewhere wanting isolation, and then someone rolls up and there's all this space, like in an empty theater, movie theater, and the guy sits down next to you. That really does make me want to bite the tail off of a rattlesnake and chuck it in his general direction.
Is the RV parking lot like the wall of urinals, Danny, where it's like if one person is there?
Yes.
It's identical to that, bro.
It's basically just on a larger scale.
It really is. A larger, little bit cheaper scale.
And it smells like urine.
Yeah.
In both cases.
The article here.
But is this like a fancy RV place? Like, are these guys like driving $1 million buses away from their $10 million homes?
The kind of guy that's willing to bite the tail off a rattlesnake. I mean, he could be the governor, but most likely, you know, not the fanciest RV resident.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The article here says police call it a botched case of rattlesnake revenge.
Is that what the police call it, do you think?
That's what the article says.
Or do you think the journalists called it that?
I think the journalists
called it that. So it happens enough in this police area that they actually have a name for it. Rattlesnake Revenge. This is, classic rattlesnake revenge. Find a rat.
Is this in Texas?
We got a 3290 down here, rattlesnake revenge. So come on, bring the snake handler. Yeah.
Is this in Texas?
Yes.
It is?
40 minutes outside of Austin, yes.
You know why I thought that? Because that's where the snake handling religion is. So to this guy, handling a rattlesnake is no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. That was a religious experience. It was an offering.
It's a spiritual high from lifting that guy up.
Bail is set at $7,500 for each charge.
No, he's never getting out of that.
Yeah. Which I think they've
$7,500 for each rattler on the rattlesnake tail.
There's an 18-year-old rattlesnake.
Yeah, a couple of charges have been placed on this guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So gross to bite a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm. So
it's just
And also terrifying to find a rattlesnake in your car without rattles on it.
And then, to hold the rattlesnake and to bite.
Yeah, but you're talking about a snake handler. He's more comfortable holding a rattlesnake than not holding one.
Yeah, I'm sure he trained on his own snake before he went to wild snakes.
Yeah. Look, snake bites man. That's not news. Man bites snake. That's
news. Yeah, it's news. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There you go, guys. That's all I could find in my spare time out here.
That's
on the
pretty
edge
good.
Of the internet.
All right, thanks to Danny out there on the zeroth hole, the bolt
and,
hole.
Tiger is now getting ready. No, he's switching clubs. He'll soon be ready to hit his second shot of the ninth hole, middle of the fairway.
All right. Well, very fun stuff with the News AF streaming across to our Twitch channel, our group AF Facebook group today, Periscope as well, joining in on the action. So News AF everywhere. And Tyson.
So many people.
Yes. Have you gotten any feedback on News AF?
Yeah, I want to read the one that I was going to read last week. And then you guys were like, you can't. And I was like, okay. So now I have this one.
Yes.
Now's your time.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Do not listen right after abdominal surgery. 5 stars. A chipmunk 220. I've been listening to News AF for a long while now. Recovering from my surgery, stuck in bed and thought, might as well listen to News AF. Unfortunately, I tuned into the episode where Danny was auditioning to replace Jeff Probst. Too late. I realized that the wacky antics of Danny, Tyson, and Rob should never be mixed with abdominal stitches. I started to laugh hard as Danny talked about Tyson carrying his load, and the pain shot through my stomach.
Oh, no.
But I could not stop laughing. I should have known better. News AF always has me chuckling on my drive home, but I think Rob, before his sponsorship ad, should have one of those warnings like they do for pregnant women and people with heart conditions on roller coasters.
Before the bolt hole comes up.
People who had abdominal surgery should not listen to this podcast unless cleared by a doctor to do so.
Yeah.
Smart. Get our lawyers to draw that up.
Very smart. Yeah.
Danny, Paul on Facebook says, is that Danny Bryson in the outdoors? I hardly recognize him in the light. If it is, isn't this a sign of the apocalypse? But I think that Danny spends a lot of time outdoors.
Well, yeah, I know, but he likes to hunker down in the spunk bunker. The basement.
I always report from the spunk bunker in the basement, and it is dark down there. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of natural light.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
All right. Bless you, Tyson. Bless you. Okay.
Could you see me and hear me?
No, I only could see you sneezing.
Yeah, I turned my mic off for that.
Yes. Okay. Smart. All right.
Oh, we got another one. We got one more by Christoph. Mm-hmm. 5 stars.
Yes. All right. And well,
Christopher is too long of a first name for my New Jersey's driver's license. I am Christoph. Not by choice, but by technicality. The American Christoph. Oh, Christoph, the American Christoph.
Yes. Okay. Welcome to ISIL on Periscope. First time listening to the podcast. Tuned in because I saw. So there you go.
Wow. That's one of the best ways to tune in.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you can listen to the podcast every single week as well. You could subscribe on its own feed, newsaf.news. And of course, join our Facebook group to submit your own News AF stories all week long. Anything else, guys?
Live streaming the birth of my child on Thursday morning.
How do we tune in for that?
Should I do Periscope or Twitch?
I think Twitch is probably more interactive.
Okay. Twitch is more interactive. I think they're about the same, aren't they? They both can comment and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you have a big following on Twitter, so maybe Periscope is the move. I could show you how to do both.
Okay. At the same time from my phone?
From just your phone? I'm not sure. Can you bring a laptop?
I probably just have to select one. I can, but they'll need me a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So then, you could just record it and then post it everywhere.
I could. Mm-hmm. You're right. But then I wouldn't get people's feedback on what to do next.
Danny, what do you think Tyson should do?
I think he should probably not watch because, you know, that'll...
Yeah.
It's a C-section.
I know. Don't watch. I would not watch that.
No, I accidentally saw last time.
Mm. Yeah. You don't want to see behind that curtain. So I would probably just go out and get yourself your favorite meal and just sit down and enjoy that time alone in a restaurant before you have two kids would be my advice. Just go take some time for yourself during the birth just so you can find your center and then get ready for that second kid.
Okay.
All right. Well, best of luck this week to you and also to Rachel Tyson.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks everybody
I'll tell her.
Who checked out. Yes. Thanks everybody who checked out the show live with us this week and listened to the podcast as well. And of course to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes, putting everything together on the podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.